When we see people from a distance, they seem very happy and free from suffering. But the closer we come to them, the more we become aware of how imperfection and suffering scar their happiness. If you get together with them and exchange stories, the accounts of personal tragedy become more and more gruesome. Pain and misfortune are fundamental ingredients of mundane cyclic life. Humans must confront the four great sufferings: birth, sickness, old age, and death. As well as these, there are periodic sufferings: not getting the things one wants, having to face undesirable experiences, and having to constantly struggle to get the basic requirements of life. These fall on us like waves flowing in from the ocean. The ripening of these events is the suffering of pain. A second type of suffering is that of changing happiness, or unstable happiness. We want something and work hard to get it, but somehow having it brings more suffering than pleasure in the end. Samsara is such that one is constantly in the situation of being pained by having, or else by not having. This is the nature of the dissatisfied mind. There is a Tibetan saying, "If your possessions are the size of a louse, then your sufferings are the size of a louse. If your possessions are the size of a goat, you will have sufferings equal to the size of a goat." To have is to have the suffering of having. Not to have is to have the suffering of not having. This is the frustrating nature of changing happiness. We think that if we buy something, possess something, or move to another country, our mind will be satisfied. But there is no satisfaction in the samsaric approach. Unless we develop the wisdom giving freedom from karma and delusion, all happiness is bound to eventually dissolve and be replaced by sufferings.